He is representative. There is a living guru in the dynamic life, in the life of progress. Otherwise we have accepted one guru and the whole life finished there. The guru is doing in his own way, I am also going in my own way. One guru. But if one is in a progress, then according to progress, his inner consciousness will have, you can get help from this center, and you have to approach. Then those, in this way you are making progress. But you should have respect for the primary teacher, one who was the primary teacher of the infant class. I need not neglect him or insult him, but I must accept a higher teacher's education and some regard that in my beginning stage he helped me a great deal. Such respect we must maintain for the primary teachers in this way. But if he comes to oppose my progress, to accept higher teacher, then I am to come away from him. These practical things. If we are really concerned with my inner progress, and if I understand it is that tangible progress, it's tangible progress, then we shall have to do that. The inner guru will guide me, Chaitya Guru, the Vivek. The spiritual conscience.
Guru Maharaj, when we can know when is the will of God, when something passed to us, and when is our karma, and when is Maya, and where is our freedom to...
That is the positive side. Just as how can I know who is the sun? By sun's ray we can understand sun, and also so many things. The more intense light can show what is sin, what we misconceive in the dim light. In a dim light we can have conceptions of the outside in some way. But in strong light we can find, no, I misunderstood this or that. This is, it will come from there. So, only our taste, you know, I won't be satisfied until I get these things, my heart satisfaction. All progress has got this similar question. This is more revolutionary. Progress means elimination of the acquired things and to accept new things. How do we do that? Many are losing in that campaign and many is being successful. What is the cause?
The desire? The desire?
He says the desire.
Desire.
You ask, what is the cause?
Yes.
He says, the desire.
That is the type of sukriti we acquire unconsciously by our fortune. That comes to guide us in the beginning, sukriti. If I have to trace scientifically, the very beginning of the progress, then Shraddha, and then below underground, Sukriti. Agyata Sukriti, Jnata Sukriti. That comes from the Lord's side. Gives free will. Gives free will is moving in his own way. And he coming across with the generous dealing of the God. Then, by chance, acquiring some tendency, unknowingly. Without his conscience, he's acquiring some tendency towards the truth. Relative and absolute. Difficult question.
Like the Pandavas.
That this is the absolute. How can we understand? This is absolute. And the absolute will help you to understand that I am absolute. As much as you progress, you will understand, oh, these things are of lower existence. What I experienced before, that was of lower, when you come to higher experience. If you get more light, then you can understand that in low light, what I found, that is wrong. Not by vote. In this, it cannot be determined by vote of the ordinary man. The qualitative difference is known by qualitative progress, not by numbers. The indicate question. When Mahaprabhu had a talk with Sarvabhauma, just before that, Gopinath Acharya, he told his relative Sarvabhauma, Sarvabhauma, you think the Chaitanya Dev as your student, you can't find that his divine aspect. But no, he's a good boy. You are destroying him by speaking so highly about him. He is a genius, good boy. And you fellows, you are glorifying him falsely, that he is incarnation of God. You are his enemy. How do you know that he is God, his incarnation of God, and not a genius man of genius? Then Gopinath told, with the help of the scriptures, in Kali Yuga there will be the incarnation of God, and his quality will be, nature will be to distribute the name of Hari to one and all, powerful. And we find in him that. So he is the incarnation of God according to scriptures. We find. Then, Bhagavat and the Mahabharata, their principal shastra, there you are well read, man, and you cannot understand. You have gone through Bhagavat and the Mahabharata, and there it is mentioned. So only by the grace of the Lord one can understand the Lord, not by genius. You are a great genius, Sarvabhauma, but by genius capacity we cannot understand only through His grace. Then the students of Sarvabhauma put a question to Gopinath, what is the proof that you have got that grace? You are not falsely interpreting the Shastra. What is the guarantee there? The students put the question to Gopinath. Then Acharya kahe, vastu visaye hai vastu gyan, vastu tattva gyan hai kripate pranam. I have a bit of grace in me of the God. Grace of God, a bit in me. Because I can understand this, so vastu visaye hai vastu gyan. That what is what, I can feel and you can't do. That is the last answer in this world. So absolute truth is not to be understood by the help of any other knowledge. Absolute truth. Only He can, the Absolute can make Himself known. Cannot be known by the help of other things. Then why He is Absolute? So sun is known by his own light, not by candlelight or any other light. Sun is known only by His light and not with the help of other light. So the source of all knowledge, real knowledge, real love, that can happen by the ray of that thing, not by the ray of any other thing. So sacitte sataiva siddha, it is self-evident, not dependent to any other thing for its knowledge. This is the characteristic of the Absolute. Sacitte sataiva siddha, when you naturally come to sun, you can know the sun. From the darkness you cannot conceive of the sun, you have no experience previously. So satitte sataiva siddha, satasiddha. He can make Himself known alone. We have to follow this sort of thought. So is jami vaisya vinyute teno lagpa. Whoever he has his choice to make himself known, the man of choice can know him, otherwise not. In Kurusava, Dhritarashtra told, oh, they are seeing you in a very noble figure. I am blind, I can't see. Please remove my blindness for the time being. I want to see you, then you again make me blind. No, blindness not to be removed to see me. You remain blind. I say you see me, you will see me. What sort of sight? His blindness did not, it was not necessary to remove his blindness. I say, you see me. And Dhritarashtra, a blind man could see him. So what sort of colored figure is there? His will. Jami Vaishya, whenever he will select, you see me. You will see. The super subjective. The object cannot enter into subject. When the super subject chooses any object to make himself known, this he can know. And to what extent? Only to that extent he can know. But the super subjective principle can also be controlled by Yogamaya, Swarup Shakti. He may want something, but he is forced to change his mood by highly powerful potency. As we have told, that Krishna wanted to maintain his 400 figure when the Gauris passed, but when Radharani came, he could not maintain his 400 figure. Forcibly, inner force made himself to transform him into 200 Krishna at the sight of Radharani. But this is unique. This should not be taken as any law or free for anyone. But extremely discharged, an extreme point. Otherwise, he's all free, and whatever he likes to do, he can do so with anyone and everyone. So his side. So only Sharanagati is our capital, surrender. To increase the negative side of us, surrender, dependence, total and extreme, intensified dependence on him, to move his heart, and he would come before us. So negative side, no positive attempt on him may be successful. We have to excite his will, sweet will, appeal to his sweet will, by sacrifice, self-abnegation, and surrendering for him. We are for him, die to live. Die to live by death, by embracing death, we can live more really. The negative side, to excite him. Please show me who are you. Please show me. I can't see him. He can make him shown to me. This is the position. So what I am to do? To increase my negative side, appealing side. A sincere and endless appealing side. By increasing that, we can attract him, his heart. And when his wills, then he can show to me, otherwise not. I cannot be a subject and make him an object of my sight. Okay.
Muralidhar.
How is that?
Madhavpuri Maharaj.
Madhavpuri. And there? Tunga Vidya, understand what I say? Follow?
Yes.
Yes.
Hari.
Pune Art Vacha Mana. Pune Art.
Pune Art? That I can talk.
Guru Maharaj, tapas is the same as sacrifice? Tapas? Tapas?
Tapasya?
Tapasya is the same?
Tapasya, no.
Okay?
Tapasya, sacrifice is the same.
No, surrender, tapasya means penance. Only suffering is not necessary. Now, suffering has not value. No value for if necessary. Necessary to undergo any affliction, any trouble, we shall do that. Unnecessary only to impose penances, hardness, austerity, that has got no value. Which is necessary for the purpose, which is recommended by Guru Vaishnava. What is necessary for the service, that is helpful. Unnecessary penances, practice, habit, that is not necessary. নাহং নো তপসা অনুদানেন নচে জয়া এ নাহং বেদে নো তপসা নো দানেন নচে জয়া সকে এবং বিধং দৃষ্টু জ্ঞাতং কে পরন্তপ রহু গণই তপসা ন জাতি নচে জয়া নির্বাপনা গৃহাদ বা ন ছন্দসা নৈব সভাগী সূর্যে বিনা মহৎপাদ রজুভিষেক We have to understand the real inner meaning of these passages. Only surrender, saranagati, with my preparedness for anything to satisfy him and his devotee. Not aimless practices of different types of exercise. Even so, one day, one of our god brother went to see the aruti of Jagannath. In the temple, he visited Jagannath temple. Our Guru Maharaj inquired, "Why is Sovereign Babu, an advocate, a son of Jamindar, respectable person? Why is he?" And he has gone to Jagannath temple to see the aruti. Oh, he has gone for eye exercise. What about tapasya? Eye exercise, kasrat. So this sort of exercise has got no value until it is the necessity from the higher order. We have to obey the dictation from the higher. So much so, our Guru Maharaj once told, if the sadhu has said, "Oh, take some flour," then the prayer taking flour. Then, no, take some water. "Oh, you wanted flour, take it." Then it will be karma to enforce him to accept his own whim. He has cancelled, he has got the capacity. What order he gave previously, he is free man, he has got right to cancel that. If you want to push his previous action order to him, that is also not devotion. He will leave him and take water. That is devotion. Whatever will come from high to me, I am told that without hesitation, to surrender to that. That can promote my position to the higher, to be more acceptable by the supreme power. Here I stop today. Hare Krishna Gaur Hari Vanjha Kavasana Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Vasana Esi Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai হরিনাম সংকীর্তন কি বহু ভক্ত বৃন্দ কি ধাম কি and cause is such beyond the jurisdiction of my thought. What small portion of the infinite I can know. What little my thirst. There is the ocean. The ocean, water. There is a story. Once our god brother, respected writer of Krishna Chaitanya, Professor Sanyal. Ganges is considered to be a holy river a drop of water purifies us. So in his home, he was accustomed to see Ganges water in a small bottle. A drop of water touching, everything is purified. Now he came with his father to this side on the Ganges in the town Barampur. Then he came to this Krishnanagar, and from here they have to make journey by boat to Barampur. Then, what is this river? This river, he asked his father. This is Ganges. What Ganges? What a drop of water you have found in your home, in a small bottle it is kept, and whenever necessary a drop is given, touch and everything purified. Oh, so much water! So much water, that we have got only drop. A drop of water we are experienced with. A very small quantity. A drop can purify the whole impure man. That is very precious, valuable, rarely found secure. And we find so much water that we are passing through the boat. So valuable thing we are concerned only with little drop, but that is an ocean. Ocean of such important things which we are known to us like a drop. We can have experience hardly of a drop, but there is ocean of that substance. Wonderful. So to satisfy our teeny brain, how much is required? Nothing. Infinitesimal. Jiva soul is a drop of consciousness, very smallest part. But Brahma, the source of that soul, has come coming. From all respects, the cause is such, from all respects. So, not by power, not by brain, we can approach him. Mahaprabhu told, only heart can take us there.
How far is that purification of Ganga? How deep is the purification for the soul?
The purification of Ganga, how far does it go? How deep?
For the soul.
How much purification?
That depends upon the person who comes in connection with Ganga. Ganga is Padudak, the feet water of Narayana. So she can give us admission into Vaikuntha. And again, she is connected with Gaudila. In Navadvip Dham, there is Ganga. So she has connection with Gaur Leela, where Mahaprabhu with his party is swimming and making so much passage. That connection. So according to the necessity and the capacity of the land to be purified, it depends. Just as Jamuna can connect with Krishna, the association of Jamuna in the highest sense can connect with Krishna, Vrindavan. So association of Ganga can connect with Sivaranga, the highest attainment of the jiva is possible. So according to the Sukriti, the innate nature, fortune of the jiva, the gifts of Ganges will be ascertained.
Because many buffaloes take bath every day. They
in
are very
positive
pure.
Sense. And from negative side, yes, he can purify anyone up to liberation. After liberation, general gift from heart. But in the positive side, if we have such Sukriti, she can help us to that direction. What do you say?
Many buffaloes are bathing.
Are bathing every
day, morning and evening.
That Sukriti is coming collected. What buffalo, so many fishes, so many insects, but in the world innumerable jiva souls. Everywhere there is soul. So how many buffaloes are coming in connection? There is limited. In my childhood, we are born by the side of Ganges. And in our childhood, at every occasion, we used to go to take Ganges bath. And it was found in the almanac that if one takes bath on a particular day, then all the sins of thousands of births may be washed in a second. One by one bath. Then I thought, I was a child, I thought, so many thousands of lives bathed by one bath is cleansed. Then why the person will be sinner at all? Then by this all will be purified from sin. That was my inner argument. Then I gradually came to know that how many get the chance of taking bath in the Ganges. It is very cheap to us, we are born by the side of Ganges. But there are so many persons who have no connection with Ganges. So it is not hyperbolic. It is all true. All true. By fortune we have got birth near the Ganges and so many there. And they must have some faith. They will go to take bath. But unknowingly also if we connection with Ganges water, we get something. If consciously we take bath, we get some higher result. But unconsciously also if we come in connection, that also help us great deal. But how many of us in the infinite can come in connection? Very scanty number. In consideration with the number of the souls infinite. How first unconscious connection, then conscious connection. Then according to the confidence, the result will increase with acceleration. And when it comes to the highest position, and see, it is a part of Gaur Lila, then in the acme of one's realized life, he will have Ganges in his eternal serving life. Nitya, eternal. Mahaprabhu in his childhood used to take seat in the banks of the on the banks of the Ganges. With his students also, he used to have a talk in the evening on the banks of the Ganges. Digvijayi suddenly met him. He was talking with his students, and he was told, all the pandits, they are absent in Navadvip. Perhaps in fear of this, their discussion with you. But Nimai Pandit is not to be neglected. Though very young, within teens, but still he has got a good name as a pandit. He is here. If you like, you can have a talk with him. Then the Vijayi has come to conquer all the scholars. Navadvip at that time was a famous place for the pandits, especially this Naya logic. Then Digvijayi, he came to have a discourse with Nimai Pandit. Oh, you are Nimai Pandit, I am told. He was a pandit of grammar, Sanskrit grammar, I have heard. But still, you have got a good name as a scholar. Mahaprabhu also responds, yes, I have heard that you have come here to conquer the pandits. Are you so? Yes, then we are fortunate enough to meet you here. Then, what you can ask? What should I ask to you as a big pandit? You are on the banks of the Ganges. You please make us listen a stanza of in praise of Ganges. Then the Vijay began to pronounce, began to deliver Sanskrit shloka in praise of Ganges, and so quickly, within a short time, about a hundred, you can make up the fact. Immediately he composed, delivered hundreds of stanza in praise of Ganges in a storm speed. And Nimai Pandit asked him that, yes, you are a strange poet and a scholar as well as a poet, but now we like to hear the meaning, the explanation of one of the stanza. We are here all not very scholar to understand your point, but if you be kind enough to explain your poem, at least one stanza, we can be satisfied by your scholarship. Then the Vijayi told Just now I have delivered about 100 stanza. And what stanza you want to be explained? Then Mahaprabhu reproduced one. That was the first stroke to Jeev Goswami. In a stormy speed, I went on delivering these points, and he has got my heart one in the meantime. All right, by the grace of God, Goddess of Bhagi. It must have been Sutidhar. Sutidhar means a particular class of Pandit who once heard can remember, keep it in memory. So he has got some grace of God by which once he touches his ear, he can keep it in memory. এই তপন আছো একটু করে মিজি দাও দেন also mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Kaviraj Goswami. Mahattam Gangaya Vishnu Shara Thank you.